Be honest, sometimes when you hear missions, you think boring, right? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Jesus stories we share are the ones about hope and victory in places like Burma, South Sudan, Ethiopia, and the U.S. So it's anything but boring. For example, Burma's new anti-conversion laws are just 6 days old, and already they're kicking up a ton of controversy. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says the laws aren't fair or humane. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says
it does increase the amount of discrimination and the government's ability to discriminate legally against them.
If it wasn't already, changing religions in Burma is now plagued by government red tape. The law has the potential to cause trouble for groups like Vision Beyond Borders. But right now,
it doesn't affect our work that much. It does affect the people more. It makes it more difficult. It increases the persecution that they already face. But in reality, any Christians or minority groups in these countries are going to face a lot of persecution anyway.
VBB comes alongside the local church with tools to help them effectively share the gospel in Burma. So for now, they'll keep moving forward. However,
if people pray for Burma, if they just pray for God's truth to penetrate the country, really without spiritual change, there really is no hope.
Maybe you've been praying for a pair of South Sudanese pastors over the last 8 months. They were accused of state crimes and faced the death penalty, all because they shared their faith in Sudan. Now, we told you that a judge released them earlier this month, but then they were delayed in getting home. Details have been pretty hard to confirm, but Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA tells us
they are out of the country. Now, as I understand it, the judge lifted their travel ban, but then the intelligence police immediately appealed that decision. If I understood the report correctly, they left by another way. I think it probably means they didn't go directly to the airport, but they got out some other way. But my understanding is they are out. They are back in South Sudan.
Morningstar News had one of the few accounts of their arrival home. Thankfully, these pastors are back at church and back with their families. Both are grateful for your prayer and the prayers of others around the world who came together to support them. And that is what the body of Christ does. You're listening to Mission Network News. Next door, in Ethiopia, a group of young people barely made it out of persecution as well. 15 Ethiopian youths were sharing Christ when two of the members of that group were attacked. Police intervened, but the entire group was jailed. Open Door says they were later released that day when church leaders advocated for them, but town officials ordered an end to all evangelism outside the church. So could you keep Ethiopia in your prayers? Pray for boldness and wisdom for the church leaders. Ethiopia is not the only country with injustice problems. 10 years ago this week, Hurricane Katrina highlighted U.S. injustice, and yet Louisiana's pain hasn't been without redemption. Reach Global Crisis Response was created because of Hurricane Katrina. Reach Global leaders say people who weren't open to spiritual conversations before are opening up to the hope and love of Jesus Christ now. Pray that this openness leads to saving relationships with Jesus. Speaking of which, are your kids in a saving relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, maybe they're too little right now to have that conversation, but one day you will. And having resources like the ones from Keys for Kids Ministries will be a huge help, not just for then, but for now.
We have an illiterate church even today that isn't very biblically based, and that's what Keys for Kids Ministries is all about, pointing kids and their families to the gospel. And every single day, that's what you get through our devotionals. And even if you listen to our drama series, you're getting that in every single thing that we do, the gospel.
Greg Yoder, Keys for Kids' new executive director, has some big plans for continuing Keys' mission to reach the next generation for Christ. He outlined some of them at missionnews.org. They'll need your help to get it done, though.
We're just one generation away from losing our Christian heritage. And so we want to make sure that Keys for Kids isn't only here, but it's actually effective. And the only way to be effective is to invest in what we're doing so that we can get the technology that we need to be in front of kids.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org and just look for the links. The emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.